Okay. Hello, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Okay, great. Let's start. So we're moving right along in going through the malachos, and the next malacha on our list is a malacha of dash, right? And all right, again, we're starting with the first like our one sentence definition, right? If you had to define the malacha of Disha, how would you define it? How would you what would you say is like the key factors of it? So just right off the bat, what do you guys think? Threshing. Okay.
We kind of did it in a backwards way where we were like, we don't know so much about what threshing is. So then we like Googled it and we were like reading all these, like looking at Google images to like kind of visualize it. And then over the course of learning the sources, it kind of seemed to us like it was separating the inside product, which is like useful, from the outside product, which is less, like not something that you have any use for.
Okay, great. Right. So definition number one, separating the interior inner, let's say fruit or produce from its outside shell or husk. Very good. It's actually a very, very good definition. Any other takers? I feel like we should have another, Ari and Yair versus Tali, Machlokas. It
Well,
works out very well
if
for
you want
them.
it to be really similar to like actual dash, you could say it can't be like a by hand thing. This has to involve using a stone or a rock to do the threshing.
Okay, now that would be a limitation in the process and exactly how you do it.
So
Okay,
I'm
oh,
saying
why
that the
would you
point
want to?
would be like a form of like smashing more than deliberately detaching a good thing from a bad thing.
Oh, okay, fine. So you're saying it's more in the Maisa than in let's say the Totsa, right? There's like a very specific action being involved. Okay, right.
Yeah, I
I hear
think
that.
it's also important to like be more specific in terms of the verb you use, because if it's just separating, then that can become borer. But there is
Ah,
this
very good.
idea of working to detach some useful component from an unuseful component, whether it's like
Okay.
husk or on a tree or something of that sort.
Okay, very good. Right. So we're just going to emphasize the slight linguistic nuance, right? Tehillah is emphasizing the detaching, while Tali was emphasizing the separating, right? Which normally, right, I guess those two words are not so different, right? But again, right, and here this could actually make a big difference. How much do we want to? We have these two things that are combined and we want to separate them, or are we detaching them and the separation is different, right? Tila's saying, oh, we definitely want to avoid the idea of separation because that's maybe borer. And instead, we want to say, like, oh, there's a detaching of those two things that are connected, right? Also, Tali was emphasizing the fact that it's inside and you're taking it out. While Tila is saying, oh, these two things are connected and you've broken the connection between them. Right? They're slightly different. But there is a difference between those. And I think that actually that distinction is going to be very important. It's going to play out in our discussion of the sugya. Okay. So right, let's just add in we're gonna also talk about the question of what does it apply to? Right? Is it gonna, as I think Yaya was emphasizing a little bit in that direction of what does it apply to in terms of, what do you can you do it with and what can you do it to? Will it apply to anything, right? Or will it only apply, let's say, to things that grew in the ground, right? Gedulei karka is something that where it keeps coming up. So is it only applicable to gedulei karka? Does it apply to other things? What sort of circumstances do we need also in order to be mechayev? Right, that's what I guess on the what things it applies to, and less on what action we're doing. Okay, so let's dive into the Makaros and see what we can find. Again, just move this to the other side. Okay, right. So the Gemara says right, a whole list of adash, menapet, semenapet, kulam malacha. Okay, not so mechudish there. The Hakotzer, Tana, Hakotzer, Habotzer, Hagoder, Vamasik, Va'ore, Kula Melacha Achas. Amar Rav Papa, Hai Man, Nishada pisa ledikla, you throw a clod of dirt at a palm tree. The asar tamri, and you knock off dates. Chayiv shtanger, chayiv two. Achas mishum tolish, v'achas mishum mefarik. You're chayiv because of tolish, because you separated from the tree. And one because of mefarik, because you did mefarik, which is a tolda of dash. Rav Ashi amar in derech tolish v'kach. No, that's not how you do kotzer, right? Generally, you don't do kotzer by throwing dirt at stuff. V'in derech prika v'kach, and that's not how you do mefarik, which is told of dash. So says Rashi, shad a piece of dikah zark pisas regavim ledekel v'asar tamri hishir tamarim tolish tolda de kotzer mifarik tolda de dash. Okay, it's a tolda of dash. You've extracted something from the tree. Shemifarik tivua mishiba leha, because you're extracting the wheat from its husk. Lashon porik min hachamor, which is the language of unloading from a donkey. Dishkariger belaz, I guess that's unloading in French. Lifrok ma'asa la'akor davar mimkomo. Rabbeinu Levi. V'gam b'tshuvas Rabbeinu Meshulam hagon matzati. And I found the same thing in the, he's saying, oh, I went and I checked like the linguistics. What does it mean? V'afze mefarik hatmarim min hamachbedos. You're unloading these dates from the, you know, from these clusters. Dates grow in these like clusters, almost like grapes, on the date tree. In derech tlisha uprika bekach al yedei zrika ela obiyad obekli v'tolish kolachar yad hu pater. He says, oh, right, the reason why you're pater is because this is tolish kolachar yad. But fundamentally, detaching this date from the date cluster is also okir davar migidulo, right, which is kotzer. And it's also dash, because you're unloading it, let's say, from the cluster. Okay? What's the problem there? Right, why are we not so satisfied with that?
It just seems like a weird analogy.
Right. It's also just like that, it's just like, isn't that kotzer? That's just kotzer, right? I mean, plucking it off of the tree and in the that's also like why, like unloading from a, like the unloading from a donkey thing is also, right? Rachel's saying like, wait, like you're unloading it from the donkey and that's like mefarik? Like what's pshat? Isn't mefarik that you're like you're threshing? Right? Azera's point was like, Machbiran, like not only should it be that threshing, it should like, you actually have to like be smashing it with something. Just like unloading it from a donkey doesn't seem to fit. All right, so Rashi's definition is a little bit shocking, surprising to us. Right? And the Ramban takes a big issue with that. He says, "Hadam rina b'man d'shad the piece of ledikla v'asar tamri chayim shem mefarik." Pirush Rashi, "Shavzeh mefarik tamar min hadekel v'tama ani b'otzer v'godor masik chayiv shtayim." Right? Why aren't we chayiv shtayim every time you detach something from a tree? Right? Ela ikar haperush k'divrei ha'omer shehin nitzlashin imam achbedos. Rather, what's the real answer? They fall down with the whole cluster together. This big cluster that falls. V'achar kach dashin osan shemachmas deshad the piece of dikl nitzul shumachbedos me'adekel. The whole cluster falls off the tree, right? She know from the lars. It hits the ground and then it, you know, pops open and all the dates fall scatter. She know from the lars. Mokocho hei nechbatin v'nidoshin v'nefarkin atarim mina machbedos v'told the dash. Right, so it's told the dash because it pops them all off of the cluster. So a little bit better than Rashi in one sense, right? Because the Ramban says, wait a second, according to that, you should always be chayiv twice when you do kotzer, basically, right? So the Ramban says that it's because you have two things. You have the cluster of dates on the tree, and then that cluster, when it falls and gets separated, then that's going to be dash. Okay, but what's interesting is that these dates are all just—they're all there, right? They don't have a husk around them. They just happen to be on this cluster, right? So removing them from this cluster, says the Ramban, is considered dash, right? Let's also see the Ramban, the Rantai told the dash shemefarik tivua mishiboleha lashon porek min achamor upirish Rashi zal af ze mefarik tmar min hadekel v'lo nehira. You can't hachi my area tamarim boatser begodir masik vaorenami lechayiv tarti. Ela davka bitamarim hu de mechayiv tarti He emphasizes, right, it's like they're like on a cluster, just like grapes. So you have the grape cluster that grows on the tree. So you separate that cluster from the tree, that's kotzer. And when you take the grapes out of this cluster, that's mefarik. That's dash. Kusha eshkol nitlash mina ilan chayv mishum tolish. Kusha nechba paris v'nifrak natmar mina eshkol chayv mishum mefarik. That's the way the Ran and the Ramban explain it. Sure.
Just logistically speaking, going with the dates or even a bunch of grapes, if you take a grape off of its stem, even if it's on an individual idea, like why is that not kotzer or whatever? Like it's definitely, you're separating the item from its nutrient source. So
you did it first. First you did it, meaning according to the Ramban and the Ran, maybe we'll draw it out, right?
Okay, first, so what you did is you separate it. If the whole bunch already fell off.
According to the Ramban, what you did is first, here, I'll just, that's terrible. One second. Let me stare at the ceiling for a second. Sorry. But according to them, what happens is like this. Sorry about the staring at the light. Don't look into the light. You have a palm tree, I guess. Palm tree. You know, it's terrible. One second, let's undo that. Palm tree is more like this, right? Look like windmill. Anyway, you have this date cluster thing going on over here with lots of dates on it. Stage one is you detach over here, okay? Then this whole thingy falls to the ground. It's already detached now from the tree, right? Hits the ground, right? And these scatter, these get separated. This is two, okay? So according to the Ran and the Ramban, this is kotzer. And this is gonna be dash, okay? Now, it still bothers us a little bit because why should this, like, what's so dash about it? It is lashon porek min hachamor, because you're unloading from a donkey, I guess, or whatever, you know, whatever you're going to count that. Oh, here comes my, there it is. Right, what really makes it into, like, mefarek, right, or dash? But it's unloading. It's sort of taking it off. You have this big cluster, now you're unloading the cluster. But assuming that makes sense as dash, so here's kotzer, right? Kotzer's up here. I'll take, where's our spotlight machine? Right, here's kotzer, and then here is dash, right, where it separates, and these come out from the cluster, right? Now, what's interesting is like this. So the Ramban's question, everyone's question is basically, well, wait a second, I don't get it. If that's true, then why don't we say why don't we mechayev every time you do this, right? Every time you separate something from a tree, according to Rashi, this is according to the Rashi, the this is, let's say, the Ramban, right? Now, let's erase that. According to Rashi, this chat Rashi, what happens is like this. Separating here would be kotzer. Separating here would be dash. Okay? Now what's also true is that, let's say you had a plant, right? And let's say you didn't separate it over here. Let's say you separated it something like that. Okay, let's say you cut it in half. So then you'd only be doing kotzer. If you cut over here, let's do the arrow thingy. That's terrible. Okay. Right, if you cut over here, you're only doing kotzer. Right? If you were to separate over here and then separate over here, like they're round and they're bound, then you're only doing dash, right? But if you were to, and let's say you were to cut one in half, I guess, also you'd be doing kotzer, but you wouldn't be doing dash, right? If you, let's say, let's do it with wheat. You had, let's, you have your wheat stalk. Oh, that's terrible. Right, if you had your wheat stalk, right, and it's got, right, it's little kernels. So if you were to, if you cut over here, right, that'll just be kotzer. That would be kotzer. If you were to cut here, if you were to take this guy off, actually, let's make that a little clearer. If you were to cut here, it would be kotzer and dash. Right? Why? Because you're separating it from the straw, right? And you're separating it from its source of nutrients. Right? So for Rashi, in a chanami, a lot of the time you'd be doing both. Right? If you were to take off the whole, you know, an individual grain from of wheat, you'd be over on kotzer and you'd be over on dash at the same time. Right? Meaning, right, for Rashi, kotzer is okra dever migidulo. Dash is unloading it, let's say, from the rest. Or let's say more accurately, right? Right? Cutting it off from the ground, right, is kotzer. And cutting it off from the stem is dash. And theoretically, you can be doing both of those, right? You can be simultaneously cutting it off from its nutrients, right? And cutting it off from its stem. Now, here's what's interesting. Now, also, even according to the Ran and the Ramban, that seems to be more or less true, except that according to the Ramban and the Ran, you can't have them both happening at the same time, right? But what's the ikar? What's really happening here? This is, right, this is what's, I guess, what's kind of really important to us. Here's our question, right? When I define that, what are you doing with dash? Why does dash matter, right? What makes dash into a malacha? So you could pull dash in either of two directions, right? And this is a little bit what we saw right off the bat. Is dash going to be something, is what Tali is saying is, oh, there's this fruit, right? And I'm separating it from what it's, what's surrounding it. Or, right, and then which, where am I in the, let's say, the spectrum of malachos, what happens? You have, right, you have choresh, and then you have zorea, and then you have kotzer, right? And then you have, let's say, ma'amer, and then you have dash, and then you have borer, right? I think that dash is closer to kotzer. Is it connected to kotzer? Is it like the next stage of kotzer, where kotzer is fundamentally, oh, you know, kotzer is this, right? Kotzer is separating it from the ground, and then separating it a little bit further up is dash. It's stage two of kotzer. Or, right, is it the beginning of borer? Right? In which case, what Rashi's saying, and let's say maybe the Ran and the Ramban don't make so much sense. Rashi really doesn't, wouldn't make sense if it's about, right, the beginning of, let's say, borer, right? Because what you're talking about, you just plucked it off the ground. That's not borer yet. If you think that it's fundamentally the beginning of the continuation of kotzer, right? It's like, according to Rashi, it's kotzer stage two. Separating it down here, separating it from the source of its growth, is kotzer, separating it from where it grew, right, is dash. So dash is removing something from where it grew. Kotzer is removing it from its source of nutrients. And then you basically have a two-stage, you could have a two-stage process. You could do it in one go. You can remove it both from where it grew, and you can remove it from its source of nutrients. If you already separated it from its source of nutrients, and you're only removing it from where it grew, or, right, if you, let's say, you were to cut a kernel in half, you aren't removing the kernel from where it grew, right? You're because you haven't done that, right? You cut it in half. So you have half of it and the other half is still attached. And there's no clear differentiation, right? So the only way to make Rashi make sense, I think, is to really argue that we're seeing this as a continuation of Kotzer, right? There's cutting it from the ground, and there's cutting it from its stalk. And that's also why, right, we have this cluster of dates, and we're saying, like, why is unloading it, you know, he's saying, like, oh, it's like the lashon of unloading it from a donkey, right? Rashi is very into this, like, and, like, really, like, a check to the go-onim, and that's how they understand it, right? If it's about popping it out of the husk, that's not what we're talking about, right? But if it's about separating it from where it grew, and it's like the second stage of Kotzer, or a parallel to Kotzer, and could even happen simultaneous with Kotzer, says Rashi, then that actually makes sense. Yeah, Tila.
I just want to clarify something about Shita Rashi. So I understand where he's different than Ran and Ramban, but would he also agree with Ran and Ramban that once the dates are detached and on the ground, then separating one from the cluster would be dash?
I think so, yes. He just thinks you could do both simultaneously.
Okay.
Now, the question is more about the Ran and the Ramban is, do they fundamentally agree with Rashi? And you just think that you can't, if you're doing Kotzer Shlav Aleph, you can't do Kotzer Shlav Bet? Or are they arguing that, no, Kotzer and Dash are fundamentally different? And therefore, of course, you can only have Dash after you already did Kotzer. Right? That's what we'll get into a little bit as well. Okay, so let's continue. Okay, so far Rashi seems to have come out and said, like, oh, you know, the real idea is that you're separating it from where it grew, and that's part of Kotzer, basically, or it's the next step after Kotzer. There's Kotzer Shlav Aleph, where you have it, it's growing, and you separate it from its nutrient source. Shlav Bet is to actually separate it from where it grew. There's a fruit. It's attached to the ground. You separate it from the ground, but now it's still attached to the stalk. So you separate it also from the stalk. But fundamentally, it's about separating, not in the sense of borer, right? But separating in the sense of detaching. You're detaching it from the ground, now you're detaching it from the stalk, okay? So say Rashi is, right, detaching. The share button. Right, so the Chidush Haran, the Talmud of the Ra'ah, the Indisha b'mechubar el b'talish. He says, no. Fundamentally, dash needs to be betalosh, right? The whole idea of dash is that it's detached already. And it's the same as taking them off from the stalk of wheat, right? But his emphasis is that in disha b'mechubar el betalosh, right? Fundamentally, it has to be done betalosh. Okay, now what's interesting is that there's another Rashi in Ksuvos, who says, Mifarik, hanosin davar, hanotik davar mimakom shegadalbo, lomen hamachubar elamin hatalosh, vitolda didashu, shemifarik tivua mikasheha. So Rashi in Ksuvos seems to say that it has to be already talosh, not machubar, which is already a little bit of a problem. But he also emphasizes it's notik davar mimakom shegadalbo. Right, and that's really what we want to emphasize right now, is this idea of, right, separating it from the source of its growth is Kotzer, separating it from where it grew, right, from, let's say, the plant part of it, right, you have the grass, and then you have the grain on top of it, that is Disha. Okay, so it's sort of like a continuation of Kotzer. Okay. I'm not very bothered by that. Okay, yes. The Egli Tal has an interesting, there's a general problem of, wait a second, how can you then eat, let's say, grapes? How do you eat grapes on Shabbos? You have a cluster of grapes, and then you're eating them. Isn't that the same as the dates? So what do you guys think? I think you're still
Ari and I put forth that it could be the malacha is really only relevant if you have something else to do with it. If you're going to move on to a future stage of doing borer and lach and ofe, if you're just doing it to eat, then that's not really the malacha. That's not what it's meant for.
Oh, very good. Right, you're saying the malacha of disha is a food processing malacha, right? It's about creating a certain, it's about processing the food. It's about making the food. If it's not there to make the food, it's actually you're just eating it, right? Then that's not the malacha, right? The malacha is, right, it's part of the manufacturing process. If it's not part of the manufacturing process, it's just not part of the malacha. Okay, very good. What other formula? Did anyone else have like a slightly different formulation? That's a really good formulation. It's very correct. Just there's a slightly different way to say it, and there's a nafkamina. Yeah, Rachel.
It sounds pretty similar, but like the idea of borer of darach achila, that fits the way that you eat it. And I guess you could argue that with dates, at least they're not, when they're dried out, they're not sold on the cluster, maybe.
Okay, so those are two separate things, both of which are good, right? One is that they're not sold on the cluster. The other, right, as opposed to grapes, which are sold on the cluster, the other is that one is derech achila. Now, derech achila we're going to get into by borer, because it's a big, big, big part of the question of borer and how we actually eat food. That derech achila is generally mutter. But those are slightly different, because one is saying that, right, if this is the way it's sold, then it's already a fully completed product, right?
And that therefore not the derech achila immediately when you're eating it. Would you remove it?
Derech achila is saying, exactly, derech achila is like, let's say you buy it from the store a certain way, but you're planning on doing more, like a process to it, or you're planning on storing it for a week, right? Is that going to, that can make a big difference. And the opposite is also true, right? If we're talking about derech achila, then if you're about to eat it, then maybe it's fine, even if normally it would be a malacha, right? Let's say generally it's not sold this way, but you're about to eat it. So for you, it's mutter, maybe, by derech achila, as opposed to if we say, oh, this is how it's sold, this is how it's a completed product already, then that's fine.
That's why I said it sounded like what Yair was saying, that the production part or the...
Okay, so what's good, interesting, though, is that Yair's saying could pull two ways, right? Because there are two parts of production. And this is very key in the question of, right, are we going to connect it to Borer or are we going to connect it to Kotzer? There's the question, there's the agricultural production, right? There's the production that you do in the field. And there's the production or the manufacturing process where what you do, let's say, in the factory or in your house. For example, right? There's what you do in the field to make grain, and then there's what you do once you have that grain to make it into bread. And those are two separate, right? One is about the production of produce, the other is about manufacturing it into a usable into food, into cooking it, right? And that exactly, I think, could be, where dash sort of falls on the border between. Right, so Yair's point is that you're not saying producing manufacturing anymore, but he hasn't said whether he thinks it's because you're not right. There's no more production to be done, or there's no more manufacture to be done. What do I mean? If I think it's about separating it, let's say from the stalks, right? Because that's what you do in the field. Let's say this is egalital. The egalital mash makes this hakira. It's tzarich lomar shani hacha by shum and batzal, and he also includes grapes in this. Shedarkan lekalfo b'shas achila. Masha inkim be'egozim sheklipa eliona shederech lekalfom kodim shas achila. Hachanai be'eshkol anavim v'kayotze bo. He says, when it comes to I just sort of mutam saying a little too much there, but let's you have almonds. Almonds have three. Almonds have three layers. There's the green outer skin, which often falls off on the tree. If you ever seen an almond tree, right, you see these like green apricot looking things, those are really almonds. There's like this big green outer shell. Then there's this, the woody, hard almond shell that you're all familiar with. And then there's a little bit of bran, which is that like little brown piece on the almond. And then there's the white almond inside. So the bran and the almond are considered one thing, right? That's the almond. Mostly that's how we eat it. On top of that, there's the hard, like wooden shell. And then on top of that, there's this green shell. So Eglei Tal says, if you do take off the green shell, you're chayiv because of dash. But we let you peel. How can you peel fruit, right? Isn't that dash? So this is, if it's something that you normally would bring inside, you bring it into the house already that way, then it's not dash. And I think the argument there is essentially anything that you do in the field, anything that's agricultural, right? It's getting back to our big malachos. Certain malachos are defined by their agricultural nature, right? So we say, okay, let's say you have grain. It's already sitting all itself. You have a date. The date is sitting on the cluster, right? Fundamentally, is there something particularly creative by taking that date off of the cluster? I don't think so, right? I would say no, right? You have the date. So it was there already, right? It's useful now, right? So why is it a malacha? Why would you say that's a malacha? Let's say because agriculturally, right, that's an important stage in the processing of the food, right? Is that you separate it from all this extra, you know, all the extra parts of the plant, right, and just get the fruit separated from it. The unloading of the donkey, right, unloading is already important when it comes to the production of produce, right? So the Eglei Tal says anything that we normally do in the field, and you would not consider these almonds to be, right, completed produce yet, is going to be dash. So taking off the green shell is dash, but taking off the wooden shell on the inside, which we normally, right, store the almonds in, once you store the almonds that way, and you bring it into the silo that way or the house that way, so yeah, before you eat it, you crack them, right? But at the end of the day, right, it's already an almond. It's already a completed product. There's no dash involved because agriculturally, it's already finished. Right? Even though in terms of the manufacture of food, in order to be able to eat it, you still need to break it. Now, what's the important difference here is that if you're talking about the derech achila that Rachel was referencing, so then what you'd have to do is you'd have to be eating it right now, right? Otherwise, you're chayiv. But here, what Eglei Tal is arguing is that since you already brought it into the house, right? And this other thing that Rachel is arguing, that, they sell it that way, so then it's already a completed agricultural product. So even if you do it, you might not be allowed to do it. You might say, no, midarbanan, maybe it'll be aser. But midaraisa, there's no dash because it's already agriculturally completed. Right? So the argument here is it agriculturally completed or is it not agriculturally completed? Okay. That's one way to take dash. And then it's about physically separating, right, the fruit from the stalk, right, from the stem. Oh, just like a little picture, just to help us understand the next option is, let's see if we can, should we clear everything? Yeah, let's clear all. Here's our stalk of wheat. It has kernels on it. And when you thresh, two things happen. Oops. Okay, now inside, let's see if we can change colors. Can we change colors? Seems like we cannot. Okay, inside these guys, there is, right, a grain of wheat. Now, when you do dash, you're doing two things. Two things happen, right? You separate it from the stalk, and you separate it from the husk. Now, which of these are both of these considered part of dash? Like midaraisa, right? In the threshing process, you separate it both from the stalk and from the husk, right? There's this outer shell around the wheat and you pop it open, right? The outer shell is not edible. You can feed it to animals, but humans could not eat it. So the husk has to be removed and the stalk is, also is something that comes off during the threshing process. Rashi said, removing it from the stalk is already dash, right? So it's on there and you're removing, you're taking it off. Where you said it's kotzer part two, it's a continuation of the bringing it in from the field, from the agricultural production of produce, right? However, says the Rabbeinu Hananel, Hadash, hu hamefarika psules hamechuberes ba'ochel u'mechinatan librera. Right? He says, it's about, you have food, there's psules attached to it, and now you are detaching it as a preparation for borer. Right? Now what's that? Atila said, wait a second, isn't this the same as borer, right? If you consider it separation and not about detaching, why isn't that borer? So the Rabbi Nochananel says, the difference is that normally a taroves, borer is the stage that comes, in a hanami, borer is the stage that comes after dash. Dash is when you have them connected, so there's no mixture, because there's no multiple items, there's only one entity. And what you're doing is you're creating two entities so that you can then separate out the good and the bad, right? But it's a preparatory stage for borer, which means where is he putting it? It's not a continuation of kotzer, it's the beginning of borer, right? You're separating the good and the bad so that you could separate them, right, more fully. And by the way, where does that move this malacha? It moves it from the field into the house, right? It's no longer, we can't, it's harder to say that it's an agricultural production malacha as opposed to a manufacturing malacha, right? I think it's, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's already a manufacturing malacha. And then the heter of the Eglei Tal is not necessarily going to be true. Okay, in which case, what's our problem though? How can you explain the grapes? How can you eat your grapes? So one thing is you could say what Rachel said, maybe it's derech achila, right? That's one option. And derech achila actually is a much more pleasant option if we think that it's preparation for borer. Because where do we come up with the idea of derech achila? In borer, right? It's a concept that we're borrowing from borer. So it happens to work out very nicely. The other thing is grapes are what? They're not really mixed in with a cluster, right? They're really separate. They're really fine. There's no mixture there, right? They're not like, you need to separate them from this psoles. And in fact, if you look at Tosvos, Tosvos says, achas mishemefarik, inir lari kemosh mefarish rashi, shemefarik ha'ila mimasa'o, that it's just taking off this load from the tree, min ha'pero sha'alav, ela kemosh ha'pero shabino shmuel, shiyesh al ha'tmarim klipa elyona. He says, no. There's a shell on top of the dates, ikeshu makib ha'tmarim, mefarik it's a klipa min ha'tmarim, ve'hevi kemo dash, shemefarik ha'tfua min ha'shibola. Right, there needs to be, there's an outer shell, and you're revealing, right, you're popping open this outer shell in order to see and get at the fruit inside. Okay, so it's a different way of understanding that. The grapes are totally not included because it has to involve extracting something, right, that's hidden inside, right? So according to Rashi, according to, let's say, the Ran and the Ramban, it was about separating, essentially, right? It was about, let's say, kotzer. Right? Kotzer stage two. It's about separating the good thing from the bad thing in the sense of detaching it, right? Here, right, Tosus is saying it's about extracting. Okay? So just one second. Let's just do a quick whiteboard on that. Right. So for Rashi, we said it's about, say, detaching. Right, and now, and for Rabbeinu Hananel, it was pre-borer, post-kotzer. Right, we said this was post-kotzer. It's like post-processing. Right, pre-borer is Rabbeinu Hananel. right? It's about preparing for borer. So you're separating them so that you can then do borer on it. And now for Tosfos, we're saying it's actually not about detaching, but it's about extracting. And now, right, that's actually a lot easier, right? It's Rashi is like detaching, it's unloading, right? So for Rashi, if we're trying to explain how is it so creative, where's the Maleches Machsheves, the answer is, oh, because it's, right, this very important final stage in agriculture, right? Just like a little bit by Ma'am there, right? Sometimes the agricultural significance overcomes the lack of creativity, right? It makes produce. It's very important in making produce. So even though, right, you haven't, the creativity of it isn't so overwhelming, but its importance for creating produce is very big. And I think for Rashi, that's definitely true, right? We'd say its significance is agricultural. By the way, it happens to be that historically, about a quarter of all energy expended on agriculture was on threshing. Kind of just a tremendously, tremendously labor-intensive process. You literally, of the whole process of making, of getting grain, getting food, a quarter of all the energy is just on threshing it and getting the, you know, the kernels out of the husks. Yeah.
Ari and I spent a lot of time looking at dates, and we could not find anywhere in the date growing process that there is a shell on the outside of them.
Oh, okay, anything? Very good. So there are like, that? There's some achronim, yes, we talk about that. We say like, wait a second, like, what is he talking about? So apparently in the beginning of the date growing process, there is some sort of shell, according to some people who like lived, some achronim who like lived in Baghdad and were like, hey, like I lived in Baghdad, but I don't know what he's talking about because the shell falls off way earlier. But I was like, okay, fine, that's fine, because if you do it before they're fully ripe, so that's fine. So I did go get dates and look at them. And they have, in general, I've noticed this. Whenever you start opening a date, right, your fingers always get like this like skin on it. Dates, right? Dates have that like outer, I don't know, it's not a shell. It's like a skin. It's like that little papery stuff that like crinkles and cracks like a skin or like a shell. I think that's what they're talking about. I think that's what the Rashbam's going for, is that outer shell, which is like kind of papery, I guess they didn't like it. They wouldn't eat it. I eat it with it, but I guess to each their own. I think he's talking about that, like outery, like hard, smooth, shell-ish thing, skin-ish thing. Yeah, I was wondering about that too. I was like, I don't know of any shell, but I think that's what he's talking about. And like cracking that open and like getting that off is for him is peeling it. So what's really critical here is there's something inside, right? And you're extracting it. Before, this grain was not edible, right? Husks are not edible, right? Humans can't digest it. If you were to eat it with the husk on, you just get a stomach ache. I looked into that. Wikipedia is our friend on this issue, definitely. Lots of Wikipedia is necessary for Hilchos Shabbos. So until you extract it from the husk, you can't eat it. It's just not edible, right? By extracting it from the husk, you've turned it from inedible, from not fruit, into fruit, into food, right? You have fooded it, right? So it's an important verb that we're going to use a lot, right? And fooding something is very creative. So the answer to our, you know, our malacha question is that you, by fooding it, right, you're extracting and you are fooding it. Yeah. Questions?
Oh, just supporting what you were saying about taking off the peel to get the inner part. I heard that the dvash that we talk about in terms of Eretz Yisrael is from the dates. So it could be that they were really looking for the dvash inside of the date and not, they didn't eat the peel.
Actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Right. Now that.
Right. Because also, right, whenever you have like, it's also like date spread, like they don't have that that hard part in it.
So maybe they ate it like that normally.
Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. See? Okay, so far, right, we have three options. Is it about detaching it from, not from the ground, not from its source of sustenance, but from where it grew? Is it pre-Borer? Is it separating the food from the refuse, let's say, so that you could separate it? Or is it extracting food, right, from non-food, from taking this thing which is not edible and then turning it into food, making it edible now, right? Which is Tosis's approach, right? It's about removing it. It's about extracting it open. Okay. The Meiri, just so you know, happens to also take that approach. He had a good line here. Ah, yes. Very good, right? She'in mefarik, ela motzi davar mimakom shenistar sham. It's only if it's hidden. It's only if it's entirely contained and now you've extracted it and revealed it, is it going to be mefarik, right? It has to have been covered. It has to have been gone. And then you brought it into the world, right? Also, Rashi in Shabbos on Ayin Dalet, right, also adds in the slashon mifarka malvashu. He adds in that, like, extracting it out of its shell is like removing the clothing, removing its outer layer and revealing it is dash. Good question is why Rashi seems to be so certain himself, right? Right, Rashi on Tzaviyeh also shepurik ochel mimakom shinis kasebo. He also has that lashon of extracting it from where it was hidden. Shiniskasebo, the heavy told the dash, the istarmi told the dekotzer. He says, oh, actually, some people say it's also that milking would be told the dekotzer. The lohi, the lav mechoberhu, ela pakid v'akar, kaiba tini adat. Okay, it's just getting to milking, which we will get into later. So Rashi seems to have say both, right? Rashi seems to say both. It's about like unloading and about extracting. Why? I think for Rashi, the answer could be is that either one is good enough, right? Let's say you had something that was not attached, but it was enclosed, okay? For example, let's say you were to give it a few wallops so that, let's say, the grain is no longer physically attached to the husk, right, or to the stem, but it's still enclosed. So I think for Rashi, that would also would be chayit, either one. And I think the argument would be that as long as, right, it's if it's going to make it food, if it's bringing it closer to production, then you can argue that either one would be good enough. But it's interesting that Rashi kind of flip flops on this one. A little tzarchin on Rashi. Okay. Just another Tosos. All right, Habashabbos Aser, Yishlomar, Hasa Mairi, Litlosh Min Hashibalim, Shehu Mefarek, Mizeo Tolda Didash. Right? But if you are Kvar Nitlashu, the Erev Shabbos, Odhin Bikli Pasan, then it would be fine, right? Tosos actually says that if it was inside, but it was no longer physically attached, that would be okay. So Tosos in Beitza is actually saying what we, like Rashi in our Sugya, saying, is that if it's physically not attached, then it's okay. Well, if it was, even though it's enclosed, right? So it's like an interesting nafkamina, just so this is giving this nafkamina of, if it's enclosed, but it's not attached, then what's the, right? What's it in? Is it about extracting, in which case, right? The fact that it was enclosed would be near chayiv, or is it about kotzer shlav bet, in which case it's about detaching, and if it's already detached, then you're going to be patur. Right, Rashi says you're chayiv on both, either or. Basically, Tosos says only if it's attached, and Tosos and would say only if it's enclosed. Right, Miri would say only if it's enclosed. Right, so I think we get to at the end of the day, our main chakira is it about separation? Is it about you have this food and it's attached to, right, this other stuff, the psoas, and it's the first stage of borer and of the manufacturing process, right? First, you have one object. So if you have one object, it can't be borer, right? Borer is a mixture of two objects. We'll get to that a lot. You need first the taroves in order to have borer. So no borer, right? Because it's not a mixture yet. It's just one object. Creating that mixture so that you can then separate it, that's going to be dash, right? And it's the beginning of borer. It's really about separating the two from each other, right? And getting rid of the bad stuff. Then it's already definitely a din in the manufacturing process, right? Not about production of produce. On the other hand, Rashi, right, and the Ramban and the Ran, it's about detaching. It's not about, right? It's not about borer. It's about kotzer. It's second stage of kotzer. And it's about detaching something from, you know, from where it grew, not what gives it growth, but where it grew. And since it grew there, that's taking it away from where it grew is dash. And then the next stage after that is going to be the manufacturing process, but it's still part of the production of the produce. And the Eglei Tal gives a nafkamina for that is, let's say, it's already produce-wise fully formed, right? This is how you sell it in the marketplace, right? This is how you would bring it into your house. So then you'd be pater on dash. There'd be no more dash anymore. Even though fundamentally there's no difference between the dates on the cluster and the grapes on the cluster, same cluster. But the Eglei Tal says, yeah, but you normally bring grapes in on the cluster and eat them from the cluster, and dates, you don't. So dates, it would be dash to take them off the cluster, and grapes, you wouldn't, right? Because one is agriculturally complete, and one is agriculturally not, right? So that's like a one extreme sort of nafkamina of that position. And another difference between them is what matters most. And then the third option is the Shita of Tosos, which is, it's about creating fruit. It's about creating food, right? It's about, you have a food and it's inside this inedible shell. And now by extracting it, you have made it into food, right? In which case, the Ikar isn't so much the detaching. The Ikar is the revealing, right? The opening it up, the extracting from inside of the shell. Interesting, nafkamina says Tosos and Beitza, is let's say something is no longer attached, but it is enclosed, right? So according to the approach that it's about detaching, it's about kotzer, then you'd be pater, right? If it's about extracting and making this thing edible, then you'd be chayv, right? And just the last nafkamina is, right, what's the fundamental mechayv? Is it the creativity of it, right? You made something new, such as, right, by extracting the food, you've now made food, right? You had something that wasn't food and now it's food. Or is it the agricultural usefulness of the process, right? And it's about what you do in the field. In a chanami, you haven't fundamentally changed it. It's not that different than kotzer, right? It's like it's kotzer that's not as transformative because you didn't turn it from, right, from, let's say, part of nature to detaching it from that. You didn't kill it. You didn't separate it from its source of nourishment. But since it's very useful, right, it's the next stage in you kotzer from the ground, and then you could do kotzer kiviyachol from the shiboles, from the stalk and from the husk, then it's also going to be like kotzer shlav, shlav bet. Okay, questions? Okay, great. So next year we're going to continue with the question of, right, now let's say not the nature of the din so much, although we'll expand on that, obviously, but about the hekef, what does it apply to? Does it have to be mechuba lekarka, gidule karka? What about animals? Right? What about fruit? All right, squeezing fruits for their juice, things like that. Right? Do they count? Do they not? So we're going to continue just on the Google on the doc. I guess I'm going to split the doc into a new doc into let's say mefarik told the didash. From here, which is about already, does it apply only to the gudu, the karka, not, v'chule. Okay, shukach.